Parents who are concerned about their children being overweight may not always know the best way to talk to their kids about health, exercise, and diet. Here's a clip from the movie Spanglish. Preteen Bernie is opening bags of clothes her mother unexpectedly bought for her and discovers they're all a size too small.
Eight.
What?
Eight. Eight.
Bernie, come on. Listen.
What's
come
going
on, Bernie. You're
going
to do it, and you're going to look beautiful. Oh, honey, you are going to lose that weight.
Bit over the top, the wrong approach. According to new research, a lot of parents may wonder whether or not to say something to their kids about their weight, how to balance concerns about childhood obesity against the risks of self-esteem problems, mental health concerns, and eating disorders. New study tackles that issue. The finding, don't directly address the weight. Find other ways to promote health. Diane Newmark-Stainer is a professor and division head of epidemiology and community health at the University of Minnesota School of Public Health. She's published research on this topic. Diane, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me and for addressing this topic.
Well, let's dive right into this issue. A parent worried about the health impacts of a child being overweight, should they directly address their concerns? Should they say to their kid, you're overweight, we need to do something?
Well, my philosophy is based on really decades of research on the topic and really looking at the intersection between what we know about obesity and what we know about adolescent child development and eating disorders. And what we have concluded can be stated in just a few words: talk less, do more. Talk less about weight, do more to help your children engage in healthy eating and physical activity. So my philosophy is to talk less about weight and see what you can do at home to have an environment that really helps foster good habits in our children, knowing that some of them will be larger and some of them will be smaller.
Let's dig into that one step at a time here. Let's start with talk less. So what is the damage when parents talk about their kids' weight and their concerns about their children's weight?
All right. Well, let me tell you about some of the results from our research. We've run a study for many years called Project EAT, Eating and Activity in Teens and Young Adults. And we've followed a cohort of about 2,000 young people over 15 years. And one of the things we looked at is, for example, if my child is overweight, okay, and whether or not I'm aware that that child is overweight, you know, does that make a difference in what I do and what happens in my children? And what we found was that parents who recognized that their children were overweight didn't really do anything healthier at home, didn't have more family meals, didn't serve more fruits and vegetables. The only thing they did differently was encourage their children to diet to lose weight. And what we saw longitudinally was those children who were encouraged to diet ended up gaining more weight over time. So what we see is that good intentions can sometimes backfire. We also know that encouraging children to diet, talking about weight in the home, particularly having derogatory comments, weight teasing, weight-related bullying, not only predict disordered eating behaviors and poor body image, but place young people at risk for greater weight gain over time. So that's why we want to talk less about these topics. Doesn't mean that we never talk about weight. Doesn't mean that we never talk about food or being healthy or being active. But we try to place the focus on behaviors, not on the outcome of weight. And then the second part is to do more. You may want to ask me about that, but really to model behaviors we want to see in our children and provide family meals, you know, be active together. But really the focus is on the behaviors. That's what's under our control.
And I want to dig more into the behaviors, but spending just a bit more time on the talk less side
yes.
of things. I wonder, flipping things around, if parents are complimenting their children for being thin or looking healthy or things like that, could that ultimately have similar bad effects?
It can if that's what is seen as being valued. So I've started in my own personal life, or when I meet children, you know, often we'll say something like, oh, you're so cute, you're so pretty. And not that we should never say that, but trying to comment on non-appearance related factors, like, you know, you look strong, you're being so kind to your friends. It shows our children what's important to us. So if when we see people, we say, you look great, you lost weight, or you look so thin, or what'd you do, it's reinforcing the what we see as important.
All right, that's the talk less side. Let's get to do more now, and you've started to touch on this already. Yeah. You've got that parent. They're concerned. Maybe they see that their kid is a little overweight. Maybe they've even heard from a physician that this is a concern. Yeah. What are some of the first things they should do more of?
So really what I advise parents to do in that situation is the same thing that I would advise them to do if their child was not overweight, because engaging in healthy eating and physical activity is important for everyone regardless of their weight. So one of the things that we have studied in our research is family meals and the importance of getting our families together to eat, to provide this opportunity for coming together for conversation, to eat a healthier meal than our children might eat on their own, for checking in with how our children are doing. And we've done a number of studies on this topic, and again we see the benefits of engaging in family meals. Secondly is having food at home that we want our children to eat. So in my mind, and this is maybe based on being a mother of four children rather than on hard data from research, we want most of the food in our home to be healthy, but we also want to have other foods there that we can eat in small or moderate doses. So we kind of are modeling that all foods can be eaten, but we want to eat more of the healthier foods. Don't even have to talk about it. We just model it. And then the other side of the equation is being physically active. So what do we role model? What do we do with our families? Do we engage in any types of activities? And how can we increase those physical activities in a way that we're not doing them in order to burn calories or to lose weight, but because they're part of our lifestyle, they make us feel better.
I'm talking to Diane Newmark-Stainer from the University of Minnesota, looking at how parents could talk and behave around their children when it relates to health. A new study indicates that it's best if parents don't comment on their children's weight or a need to diet or things like that. I want to know what you think now at 800-642-1234. Is this an issue in your home, in your dinner table? Have you tried to address nutrition or weight issues with your child, or did your parents do that with you? How did they suggest politely that you needed to lose weight or diet? Did they model good behavior? Did they suggest less politely that there was a problem? What has worked, what hasn't worked in your life and in your family? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation in just a bit here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. I'm picking up our conversation now with Diane Newmark-Stainer. She's professor and division head of epidemiology and community health at the University of Minnesota School of Public Health. Talk about how parents can talk to their kids about staying healthy, or even not so much talk as model good behavior. New study says parents should avoid commenting on their kids' weight. You can join in at 800-642-1234. As a parent, how have you handled these issues? Are you worried about childhood obesity, trying to figure out how to create a healthy atmosphere, healthy habits for your kids? As a kid now or in the past, did you think you got a bad message from your parents, your peers, your friends? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. I wanted to ask before we go to our callers, Diane, modeling is a word you used, and I've heard from other child behavior experts, really modeling is the key. If you smoke, your kids are more likely to smoke. If you display anger, your kids are more likely to display anger. And it sounds like if we eat healthy food, we get some exercise, our kids are more likely to do that.
Yeah, I mean, the most potent thing is what our environment is like. What foods do we have available? you know, are we providing opportunities for our kids to be active? And then modeling, what are we ourselves doing? And, you know, I like to say I like to model eating fruits and vegetables, eating dairy, eating whole grains, but also model eating a piece of cake, one piece of cake, and really enjoying it and not making comments, oh, my gosh, I shouldn't have eaten this cake, I broke my diet, I feel so bloated, or whatever it is. I think that's all a part of what we teach our children. And I should have told you, I wrote a book on this topic, which may be helpful for parents. It's based on our research, and it's called I'm Like So Fat, Helping Your Teen Make Healthy Choices About Eating and Exercise in a Weight-Obsessed World. And in this book, I really try to address the concerns that parents have about wanting their child to be at a healthy weight, but also wanting their child to feel good about him or herself.
Let's bring our callers on now. We've got Rich joining us. Rich, hi.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. What do you think?
Well, I think differently from your guest. I work in nutrition, and I'm a physical therapist that works down on the border of Mexico in the winter. And it's much more complicated than the simplicity that you're trying to make it. What it is you have ethnic groups that you know, tamales and whatever food they eat. So, I mean, I set them up with a nutritionalist, and I try to make them understand the right way to eat. But what you have is you have usually a single-parent family, and if it's two, they both work, and they're making minimum wage. And when they do end up coming home at night, they don't have time to prepare a meal, especially a nutritious meal, so they take them to McDonald's or any of the other fast food chains.
Rich, thanks a lot for the call. I want to bring our guest in here. So Rich pointed towards some problems, including for a lot of families, that family meal, it's hard to pull together.
Yeah, so I want to say that I don't actually think we're in great disagreement. In this situation in which we have people living in poverty or living in stressful situations, it certainly is not going to help to talk about weight with our children, talk about certainly not having teasing about weight. That's going to add additional stress. Certainly going to a healthcare professional and talking about nutrition and learning about nutrition is important. But what's really going to be important is taking a look at the environment, both within the home and the neighborhood, to see how can we make eating healthfully and being physically active easier to do. And not simplifying the situation, because we're dealing with extreme stresses of people, of peoples, and those need to be taken into account.
Rich, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. We're talking to Diane Newmark-Stainer from the University of Minnesota School of Public Health about how to approach, for parents, how to approach issues of obesity and weight for kids. New research, including research she's done, says don't talk about the weight. Don't make fun of the weight. Don't suggest dieting. Provide healthy habits, model healthy behavior. Back to our calls now at 800-642-1234. We've got Lisa on the line in Milwaukee. Lisa, hi.
Hello. I agree with the doctor. I think the important thing is to focus on the foods that you have available and talk about things like having a colorful plate, which includes vegetables and fruits, and that options for snacks can be something like peanut butter on wheat bread with carrots, you know, rather than chips. So I believe that that's important to have those foods available, and also to teach your children how to cook and to maybe say to them, okay, let's include a fruit and a vegetable and include all the food groups.
Interesting.
And so, You're talking about, you know, the food itself rather than directing any types of, you know, criticism or talking about their weight.
Lisa, thanks a lot. Diana, what she said you agree with, I assume, but also she brought in that point of teaching kids to cook and bring them in on the process.
Yeah, I love what Lisa said. First of all, because those are behaviors and conversations that we want to have with every child, regardless of the child's weight. the point about cooking is really important, because this is something that we lost. We're seeing a growing interest in cooking and gardening and getting in touch with food, and teaching our children how to cook, again, by modeling, by certainly doing it, and then involving them as much as works within your family. And I think it's important to figure out ways to cook foods that are both healthy and easy, because realistically, that's what's going to happen most days.
Lisa, thanks a lot for that call. Diane, I wanted to ask, you're saying talk less, do more. But maybe the parent isn't the one who brings this up. Maybe it's the child, the teen, him or herself, knows they're overweight, heard it from a doctor, yeah. Heard it at school. Say the kid brings this up. What do you recommend a parent say to that?
Okay, so first of all, I want to say that I am not saying never, ever talk about weight. And in particular, when a child brings it up, you absolutely want to talk about it. What you don't want to use is use that as an opportunity to help the child feel worse about themselves. But so you might say, you know what? I think you look great. Weight is a part of our health, so it's something we all need to think about. But it's much more effective to think about, you know, how are we eating and are we being active? And those are behaviors that we want for all children. And I'm willing to work with you if you would like to, you know, figure out how we can eat healthier at home. That might be one response. Another response is I'd want to know where that came from. Did the child get teased at school? Did someone say something? And in that case, I wouldn't want the conversation to start talking about eating and food, eating and physical activity, but letting the child know that no one should be teased about his or her weight, that is unacceptable, just like no one should be teased about their socioeconomic status or their race, whatever it may be, or their intelligence level. Weight also comes out in that category. And then kind of exploring you know, what happened, how the child feels about it, and thinking about ways to deal with it.
Diane, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
That's Diane Newmark-Stainer with the University of Minnesota School of Public Health, talking about kids, health, and conversations about weight. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.